Welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth. Bite-sized advice to help you on your songwriting journey. Now, here's my dad, hit songwriter Brent Baxter.
All right, thank you, Ozzy. Today, here is 3 Minutes in the Truth about your song's first line. First lines are hugely important. Now, if you're an unknown writer, they're hugely important. But even if you're a known writer, the first line of your song is super important. It's kind of like an on or off switch, and I'll get to that in a second. So yes, your melody is important. Your sonic hooks, your intro to your song, all that stuff is really important because they hear that before they even hear the first line. But when we get to the meat of it, the first line of your song is like an on or off switch. Is it turning the listener on or is it turning the listener off? Is it pulling them into your story or is it kind of repelling them out of your story? So what are some ways to turn the listener off? Well, if it starts with a cliche, like woke up this morning, you know, if it starts off with something I've heard 1,000 times before in songs, that's not really grabbing me and making me want to hear the rest of the song. I remember one time I was starting out, I was like, how do you start off a song? Like, how do you get into these things? And I was just trying to start working on lyrics. And a lot of mine were kind of like, saw you the other day, woke up this morning. A lot of that kind of stuff. It's pretty dull. And so were those songs. It was not very interesting. So you want to start off with something that's fresh, a way to say something that you've heard 1,000 times, but in a way that you haven't heard 1,000 times, right? Also, if you can put an image in there to let the listener start seeing the story immediately, that can anchor the song in their mind, make it more real. They start seeing the movie. They start seeing the video for your song. I remember one time on my first publishing deal at Major Bob, there's a song that I had turned in and we're having a publisher meeting with the pluggers. And I remember one of the pluggers just kind of like, I just kind of feel like I'm floating around. There's nothing to really hang on to. And that's because I hadn't put in enough imagery in the song. It was a lot of emoting, but not much of anything that he could just really hang his hat on and see and visualize in his mind. So putting an image in your first line is a great way to do that. I mean, just turn on, especially if you listen to country, turn on country radio, you're going to see images in most of those first lines. So you put an image in the first line. If it's compelling, if it's something interesting, and maybe shocking or at least like unusual, like, oh, there's a D battery sitting on the floor. If that's the first line of your song, I'm like, where are we going with this, right? I can see it and I'm like, why is it on the floor? That sort of thing. So a good image can get your attention and get you right into the song. One of my biggest songs so far, Monday Morning Church, recorded by Alan Jackson. The first line of the song is, you left your Bible on the dresser, so I put it in the drawer. So we're immediately getting into the video. A song I had recorded by Randy Travis, Every Head Bowed, starts off, Sunday mornings were a fight. I was running from that clip-on tie. So you see the clip-on tie, and you see, probably starting to see like a kid running, like what's going on here. So the first line is really important if you want the listener to stick around and hear the second line. Okay, so the job of your song's first line is to get the listener to want to listen to the second line. That's ultimately what the first line of your song is good for, what it's supposed to do, get the listener to want to hear the second line. So use imagery, use some sort of compelling language, use something that's fresh, that's different, that picks their interest a little bit, gets them curious about what's going on. And spend time on that first line. Don't just gloss over it thinking, well, the chorus is going to be awesome, so they're going to love it, because they may never get to the chorus, because if your first line loses them, they don't even really care to hear the second line. They're going to skip on to something else. So your first line is hugely important. Take care of it. It'll take care of you.
This has been 3 Minutes in the Truth. Hey, but before you go, are you a songwritingpro.com member yet? If not, why not? It's a great time to join. We have a 14-day free trial, a lot of stuff to help you on your songwriting journey. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's hear from one of our members.
Hello, this is Fox Beyer. I'm a longtime climber and member of Songwriting Pro. I want to take this opportunity to express how Songwriting Pro and the Climb podcast have been so beneficial in my songwriting journey. Through the advice, techniques presented in both Songwriting Pro and the Climb podcast, my co-writes and lyrics have gotten to a point where we have pitched them to major label artists. And all of this would not have been possible without Songwriting Pro and the Climb podcast.
3 minutes in the truth.
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 Can you say 3 minutes in the truth, Hazel? Close enough.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.